Morning, everyone.
I don't think Beans is split.
Yeah, I know.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Good morning.
Reporting to duty, boss.
Trying to get order here. June 2nd, 2012, meeting of the Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission. Welcome. It's going to have to be a very short meeting. At noon, the power goes off. There's some repairs that are going to take place.
I tried to move it up to 10, but I wasn't.
Very good.
Okay, I think there will be no problem with that early adjournment. I think we have a limited agenda this morning, so let's get right to it. First item, number 12, open public input. We have one person who's signed up. Bobby Thornley, want to come forward? You know the rules. 3 minutes.
Yeah, I've
You've been here before?
Good morning. And for the record, I'm BJ, or Bobby Thornley, and I'm representing the Trappers Association, Washingtonians for Wildlife Conservation, and the Hunters Heritage Council. And the article that I've asked to be passed out to you is just kind of an informational thing in case you haven't seen it yet. You may have. But if you didn't, the reason I'm giving it to you is to bring back to your attention and emphasize that what's happening in Montana and has already happened in Idaho is pretty much the basis for why so many of us are concerned with the wolf policy and the limitations that we see in it, the number of breeding pairs, and also the downlisting process is a long one. And if you toss the inevitable court cases in there to stop any downlisting, we may be looking at the same disasters that they've got in these other states. It mentions in there they can't even keep up with the increase each year, even with fairly liberal hunting. And it's the same in Idaho. They just plainly can't keep up with the growth in that population. So that's what it is. It's just informational, keeping your minds why we're so concerned. It's not a hatred for wolves. It's just we want to have them managed so that the other animals in the state, the ungulates in particular, can survive. Thank you.
Thank you. Very concise. And I can assure you we are as concerned as you are to keep that balance. We want hunting opportunity maintained in this state. So
thank you. We're counting on you.
Okay, that concludes the open public input item.